The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Okay, the Paris Olympics is less than a month away. Lots to look forward to. But we're going to take a different angle on it because I'm joined now by Joe Linehan, editor of Climate Sunday Times Ireland and sustainability columnist with the Irish Country magazine, part of the Farmers Journal Group. Joe, welcome. So this year, if we compare it to the London Olympics, Tokyo Olympics, things are being done differently to make it more sustainable. Tell us the story.
It's so exciting. I suppose the Olympics did establish a kind of sustainability strategy back in 2010, but this is the first Olympics where that's going to be fully realised. And the Paris team have really embraced sustainability across the spectrum. You know, we're not just talking about like getting rid of, you know, single-use plastic cups. They've really gone deep on this and they've looked at lots of different pillars. So I suppose one of the biggest pillars would be the construction. And as everyone knows, with the Olympics, there's so many different types of venues that are needed and facilities. So the first thing that they've done is they said, OK, we're going to use 95% of the existing buildings in Paris. We're going to repurpose them. We're going to update them. We're not going to construct a whole lot new. The 5% that is being constructed new, they're taking a very long-term approach. So one of the projects that is...
So take the Olympic Village now. Is there an Olympic Village?
There is an Olympic Village and they've basically designed an eco-village. So that Olympic Village, if people think about the scale, that has to home over 23,000 workers and athletes throughout the Games. So what they've done is they've built this eco-village and once the Olympic Games is over, that's going to be turned into affordable and social housing, which is such a brilliant idea. So instead of building something and tearing it down, which historically has been done, this would be a very long-term view. So they've really thought about long-term, you know, what can we reuse already? And then if we are going to build something, let's make sure that it's going to have a really positive impact going forward.
Okay. So normally we're talking about electricity, energy and transport. What are they doing under those headings?
So with transport, everything is within a 10 kilometre of Paris city centre. And obviously Paris has a fantastic public transport facility. So you'll be able to walk, cycle, you know, get the metro to every single venue, which is fantastic. And they've that's it. That's like scope three, those emissions are called. So that's when it's beyond what they can control. It's people coming to the venue and everything. So they've really targeted that. So it's very, very accessible. You won't be travelling out of the city to get to everything. They're using 100% renewable energy. And they've also really cut down on things like diesel generators. So those would be needed on more remote things. You may be swimming in the Seine and all that kind of thing. They're using HVO, so hydro vegetable oil and batteries. So again, just thinking long term, like how can we reduce that waste, which is amazing.
What about the other forms of waste?
Yeah, so the two big forms of waste that what really I thought was fascinating were, you know, food and also equipment. So if you think about the equipment that's needed, you know, all the different sports equipment, even things like tents and, you know, the areas for the cameramen, the journalists, there's about 6 million items that are needed that go underneath that. They have meticulously categorised every single one of those 6 million items. 90% of them have already been rehomed. So when the Games is over, they know where they're going to be. And at the moment, they're working to make sure that remaining 10% are going to be reused. So that is full circular economy. So if you think of the work of trying to make sure that every single one of those 6 million items is going to be used, is just phenomenal. And then when it comes to food, obviously, you know, you're fueling athletes, workers, the people who are attending.
They're going to turn them all vegan.
They're going to turn them all vegan. They've gone, which is very un-French, by the way. The French love their steak and their meat, yeah. But they've really focused on plant-based, and they've also focused 80% of the food is being sourced very, very locally from local agriculture. And I mean, what a treat to just be in Paris.
Croke Park does the same. They source all their food within 12 miles.
Which is fantastic.
Now, let's move away from the Olympics. I was fascinated with this story you have because I know quite a few manufacturers of Hurleys and they're all done with ash trees. Now, there's been diseases and so on. What's this about bamboo recyclable biodegradable Hurleys?
Oh, incredible. And a big shout out to my journalist Ruth O'Connor, who came across the story and wrote about it for the last issue. So Sean Torpy is a second generation Hurley maker in County Clare, and his father basically has been making Hurleys since the 1930s. They actually grew their own ash for them, but obviously, as you said, ash dieback is a really big problem. And also in Ireland, a lot of the ash is imported to make the Hurleys. Now ash is amazing because it's so durable, so Sean basically used all of his experience. He's worked with different sports companies and he said, look, there has to be a more sustainable alternative. And he actually found that bamboo was as durable and obviously a lot less impactful environmentally. So he's now making bamboo hurleys. And the group,
I thought bamboo, they were kind of hollow in the centre, the shoots of them, no?
He has, however he's done it, and I'm sure he'd give you all the ins and outs, he has just made, it's basically, he actually reckons it's more durable than ash, which is amazing. So the amount of innovation and the research that
would
he's put into it.
Would it be lighter? Or like, would you get the same strength in it?
Same weight, same strength. The only difference is that bamboo regenerates every 5 years as opposed to ash, which takes 35 years. So you've got a very, very low carbon footprint. It obviously biodegrades very easily. The only part that isn't biodegradable is that little piece. You know, they have that little black piece at the bottom for the grip for support.
Yeah.
But an incredible innovation and is flying with it.
So another sustainable sport initiative is pitches.
Pitches.
So we've seen synthetic pitches replace grass pitches, you know, for all year round sports like, say, hockey or something like that. What's the latest in terms of that? Because that would be plastic.
That's plastic. And actually, the EU have brought in legislation, which is a bit of a nightmare for people, which is basically saying all those synthetic pitches have to come up. There's health issues, there's environmental issues. So this Pembroke Wanderers Club in Ballsbridge have been very, very forward thinking. And they've basically brought in this Paris GT Zero Tech. Now, it's a very bio-based material made in Germany. It's the first, I believe, carbon neutral pitch we made, and it's blue. So you'll often see, even on TV, and it'll be used in the Paris Olympics as well, this kind of hockey pitches that are blue instead of green, and that's that bio-based material. Super innovative.
And finally, Joe, the surfers. So you get a wetsuit, and previously it's been made out of rubber or plastic. What is it now made out of?
Bio-based. So this fabulous company, Snov, Stephen Byrne is a surfer, and he just thought, like, being in the ocean in plastic or, you know, in fossil fuels just doesn't work. So he's come up with this really cool bio-based material. It's a combination of really unusual things, including oyster shell dust, I believe. And again, completely biodegradable, made in Ireland, a fabulous Irish company to look at if you're going to invest.
Fantastic initiatives in relation to sport that you've probably never heard of. My thanks to Joe Linehan, editor of Climate Sunday Times Ireland and sustainability columnist with Irish Country Magazine, bringing us up today. Now, a reminder that all our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.